From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Chris Hickey. This back-to-school season, we highlight a father and son musical team from Central Arkansas who spent a large part of their summer playing, practicing, and laughing together. Kevin and Gus Kirby sat down in the KUAR studios with J. Bradley Minnick of Arts and Letters. They talked about how playing music together has fostered a good sense of humor and strengthened their relationship.
Kevin Kirby, Gus Kirby, welcome.
Thank you.
Hi.
So the obvious question, what's it like playing with your dad, Gus?
It's really fun. It's kind of hard.
It's hard to gauge.
Well, I noticed as you guys were playing, you were so in sync, and it was just really neat to watch. Mm. So tell us a little bit about, you said, the candy corn song you wrote with him in mind.
What's it called, Gus?
You get the point.
Public schools just give your kids back when it's summertime, and then you have to figure out what to do with them. My wife would be working, and since I was just playing music, I could be there most of the week, and I would make them breakfast every morning, so I would try to cook things that took a long time, like potatoes.
Well, I feel like candy corn in late December. I feel like fireworks in mid-July. I feel like an old address that you just can't remember. You get the point. You get the point. You get the point.
That's kind of where it came from.
So, Gus, you're 13, and you go to
Pulaski Heights.
Pulaski Heights. Tell us a little bit about how long you've been playing.
I've been playing violin for about 7 years, I think. Yeah. I started when I was six. I think I've been playing with my dad for maybe a year.
And you've gotten to travel a little bit, right?
That was for Carnegie Hall. I was in this honors orchestra, and I had to send in a tape of me playing one of my pieces. I got to travel to New York.
And play?
Yeah, and it was like with kids all over the nation.
Carnegie Hall, yeah.
So how do you get to Carnegie Hall?
You take a bus up Fifth Avenue.
I was going to say practice.
Well, I couldn't. I tried to do that joke on him, and he's
just go up Fifth Avenue.
I do. The hardest thing is to get him to practice because he doesn't really need to, but I do. So it's kind of like he's carrying me.
All right, so tell us about a few of these songs, Kevin.
A guy walks into a bar and he orders up a drink.
I like that duality of lulling you into a false sense of what this is gonna be and then delivering the left hook.
Where I'm gonna spend eternity, and the barkeep says I'd like to help you, but our glasses aren't that big. Another guy walks into a bar and he tries to start a fight.
Which you do in the song A Guy Walks Into a Bar.
Yeah,
too,
it's a combination of my two talents, jokes and songs.
I like the little dedication. Thanks to my family, friends, lovers, and others for continued support and inspiration. Mm-hmm. So,
I mean, my wife is, if we were Catholic, she would be in the running for sainthood, but we're not Catholic.
What's in the future?
I don't know.
Hip-hop, probably.
Gus, the hip-hop
fiddler. The hip-hop fiddler.
J. Bradley Minnick, host of Arts and Letters, spoke with the father and son musical team, Kevin and Gus Kirby. For more Arts and Letters features on local musicians, visit KUAR.org.